Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Hour number two underway. Good to have you with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Or maybe it's a Tuesday night, whenever you're listening. Dr. Sabah says she listens at night, late at night. She's got meetings, she's got appointments, she's got surgeries, what have you. Wherever you are listening, whenever you are listening, we appreciate you very much. You can always listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the always free and live, and, well, on demand, Odyssey app. AMAC puts up every show, every hour, every segment. Highlights and in between, and there are lots of highlights on this Fandangled radio program because we're pretty good at this. And you guys contribute to that and help, and we'll get right out to the calls in a sec at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. But first, I wanted to just finish up on what Doc said. Listen, I don't care. I don't care that Jaden Daniels is not wearing team gear and team paraphernalia. People care way more about fashion and apparel and clothing lines and shoes and designer this and brands and all of that nonsense than I will ever, ever, ever give two rats' asses about. I don't care. Don't wear something that says, I want to bleep you and embarrass yourself and embarrass your family, and embarrass the organization. Don't do that. I will care about that. I don't care that you're not wearing a Commander's hat. I don't care if you're wearing your own clothing line or whatever. I don't care if others are wearing team gear and you're not. Okay? Don't care. As far as him being in the owner's box or upstairs in a private box or whatever, you know, he was, until later in the game. I don't know exactly when he went down there, but I saw him in overtime on TV. Jaden Daniels, I mean. Because this is something else that is bothering Doc. As far as that, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that is, hey, the team saying, look, if you are in the middle of the bench area, there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of commotion. You could take a hit. You could take a shot. Unexpectedly, it happens sometimes. Maybe you're not paying totally close attention. and something happens real fast. I've been down there during games, during preseason games, during regular season games. It's fast, man. You don't always have the time to adjust. So typically, players that are typically not active for a game are not down there. Now, that is not always the case. So I want to be clear. There are exceptions to every rule. There are teams and staffs and coaches and doctors and players and who not that do it different. So I don't have a problem with Jaden Daniels being down there. However, if we're going to say one thing constructively, what I ideally would love, like whatever, is if Jaden Daniels is going to be up in the box or wherever he is going to be when he's injured, I would love for him to be on the headset. I would like for him to be in communication or at least to be able to listen and monitor what Marcus Mariota is hearing and seeing and saying and what Cliff Kingsbury is saying. Now, you say, well, he's got plenty of experience doing that. You can never get more stupid. Or I should say, you can't get more stupid by learning, listening, absorbing more, right? So, to me, for those that are going to make a big deal out of this, one way or the other, and I would assume most people are going to defend JD5 and go after Dr. Sabah. It's fine. She knows what she's doing. I would say that's the only reasonable criticism. Not that he doesn't wear Commander's gear. Not that he's not down on the sideline. It's, can he be in a situation where he is listening and monitoring the play calls, the action on the field, the communication, and just picking up anything, absorbing any little thing? And I don't know what the rules are. I don't know if there's a certain amount of communication devices that only, I don't know. I'll try and find out, but I don't know. But that would be the only thing that I could kind of pick on and say he should be doing different. Other than that, I don't care about clothing brands or colors or messages or anything like that. Some people do. I don't. I don't care about a lot of things that you guys care about. I'm just going to explain how I feel. That would be the only thing. All right. 301-230-0980. Back to the phones we go. Should Dan Quinn actually consider staying as the defensive coordinator and play caller next year? I say no, he should not. I know it's done several times or in many ways, usually on offense. It's not always done on defense. And Jay Gruden yesterday to Grant and Danny said that he thinks it's a lot harder on offense, but he also admitted maybe it's because he's an offensive guy than it is on defense. So there are
in that position to be the head coach and the defensive coordinator is not a bad idea, but hey, we as a 21st century team, we are we have stepped up our game. So let's keep it that way. Let's not bow down to the evil of what's happening this year, because one year is not going to make it or break it this year. You know, every year you have 3 years that the head coach, that the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, special team guy, he has about 3 years for most managements. So if the management see that in 3 years, and look at the trend. The trend was ready in Washington. All those guys came here as head coaches for 3 years. They were able to make a mark, or they were able to move on. So the whole thing about the head coaching job, about Dan Quinn doing, and what the lady, the doctor, Sabah was saying, yep, that's okay. That's not it's not the big issue. The only thing I'm just trying to say is that position that the quarterback is in, hey, well, sure, we know he's the franchise. He's probably the best quarterback in the league that's been shown, been given at the most as rookie of the year. So guess what? Let's ride with a good time. We got better times here in Washington, and let's play football, and let's get over the the actual.
Yeah, I got you, Bo. Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Let me jump in here. I'm not sure exactly where to go with that. I didn't quite understand exactly where Mo was going. But, I mean, if we're talking about a three-year window, yeah. I we are not having this conversation at all, period. Not at all that Dan Quinn is getting fired. We are not having that conversation this year. Next year, we can have that conversation. And I think if he takes on the defensive play calling duties beyond this year, I think what happens is he opens up Pandora's box even more to say, A, he's overmatched. B, like he thought he could fix everything. He didn't delegate. And they're shortchanging the players and the overall picture. And I think he opens himself up for that criticism of, well, he can't possibly do a great job being the defensive coordinator and calling all the plays because he's got to worry about timeouts and this and that and managing a game. And some of that is true. Some of that is valid. But you don't open yourself up for that criticism if you choose not to do it. Again, I know plenty of coaches, head coaches, that do it on offense. And I think D'Amico Ryans calls the plays defensively in Houston. I think, but I would have to double check on that. But just because others do it doesn't mean that's the right thing to do. 301-230-0980. More of your calls, more of your reaction, more of your questions, more of your opinions coming up next. We've got some heavy hitters, Chris and Bowie, Pauly, Sean in Connecticut, and more. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Dan, this is a more of a future question, but I'll just ask it now. You obviously chose to have Joe Witt be your defensive coordinator because you, part of your thinking was you wanted to delegate a bit more. Now that you've done this a couple games, is there a world where you could be the play caller next year?
I think, yeah, there's a possibility of that. You know, as we're going through it, I'm finding a battle rhythm to go. So I'm not sure where I'm at on that yet, Ben. I haven't discussed or gone down that road too far yet, but I would say that's a possibility.
All right, once again, that is head coach Dan Quinn yesterday with Ben Standig and reporters. We weren't able to bring you that part of it live because the schedule got pushed back and we had to go and so on and so forth. So we wanted to bring that to you today and obviously turn it into a discussion point. Listen, I think, can it be done? Yes, of course it can be done. There is no doubt it can be done. Again, it's done all across the NFL, college, college football as well. Head coaches can be play callers. I got it. I understand it. It really depends on what kind of person you are. Okay? And Dan Quinn seems meticulous. He seems very organized. I don't know this like absolutely because I don't get to tag along with him on a day in, day out basis. But from people that I've talked to, that is the book on him. So I do think he can make it work. The question to me is, why would you want to do that? Why wouldn't you? Like, I would expect Joe Witt might be still a part of this staff next year. He won't be the play caller. It's not like that's happening again. He won't be the quote-unquote defensive coordinator in name. But you know what they could do? What they could do is if Raheem Morris and Jeff Ulbrich, the current defensive coordinator in Atlanta, get fired at the end of this year, which I would say is kind of the expectation, both of those guys were on Dan Quinn's Atlanta Falcons staff. Both of them. You can add both of them to the defensive staff next year and have Raheem or Ulbrich be the defensive coordinator. Hell, if you want to have them be the co-defensive coordinator, for crying out loud, I don't care. Why wouldn't you do that? That makes all the sense in the world. You've worked with them. You know them. You've promoted them. Sure, things haven't worked out in Atlanta. That's not all because of their defense. As a matter of fact, their defense has actually been plucky this year. It hasn't been great, but it's been plucky. Ulbrich is an aggressive guy. He's worked special teams as well. Raheem's worked offense, defense. Like, if they don't add, I mean, assuming that they get fired, if they don't add Raheem Morris and or Jeff Ulbrich, because let's be honest, neither one of them is getting another head coaching opportunity right away. If they don't add both of them to the staff, something's wrong. You're not doing your job. Making the organization deeper, better. Adding more minds, adding more thoughts, more philosophies. Making it easier. Simplifying things, figuring things out earlier. Because here's the criticism. Well, what took so long? Why did this take so long for Dan Quinn to figure out that he was a better play caller than Joe Witt? Guys, he didn't just come to like some sort of, he didn't walk in the Monday morning after getting browbeat by Detroit and go, oh, yeah, now I've got it figured. He didn't want to do this all along. He wanted Joe Witt to have the opportunity to figure it out. Gave him every opportunity. Couldn't do it any longer. But why overextend yourself? Why overextend yourself? I'm better at my job when I'm not overextended. I just know I am. So what do you think of that? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get back out to the phones, and let's dial up Chris in Bowie on line three, I think is next. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Yeah, right on cue when you talk about the Falcons, huh?
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. I forgot. Yeah. Right in your wheelhouse. So, I mean,
yeah,
listen, I mean,
he's definitely fired after this year.
Yeah, right. So you think both, I mean, you think that staff is getting blown out, right?
Yeah. I hope we don't get rid of Jeff. I think Jeff is doing an amazing job in Atlanta. Defense is playing. We need another cornerback outside of A.J. Terrell. But I know it's not a Falcons session, but
right.
Your take on Dan Quinn? I didn't like Dan Quinn in Atlanta.
I know you didn't.
Dan Quinn, he benefits off of having great defensive players. You know, when he was in Seattle, they had the Legion of Boom. They had a hell of a defense. In Dallas, they had Michael Parsons. And, you know, he benefited off. One thing I will give Dan Quinn credit about, he don't give up big plays. Like, he always played this soft shell, cover three defense, blitz corners. Game plan. I think he stay in his mode and he keep it going. So I don't think this is a good idea for him to call plays next year. But I do want to make this one point though. Listen, in Baltimore struggled so bad on defense last year. This year they didn't get rid of the coordinator. He made adjustments. His players came back, got healthy. Harbaugh, they didn't take play calling away from him. And you know, you should. And this is the first year for your defensive coordinator calling plays. I think it was too early to pull the plug away from Joe Witt. I think they should have tried to allow him to make adjustments. But I think Quinn should have did what Parcells does. I mean, not Parcells, Bill Belichick does. And he used to go down there, be in the meetings with the defense, listen to the defense, engage with the defense, instead of folding your arms on the sideline. He can let Joe Witt be the head man, but make adjustments, just like in Kansas City. Andy Reid was the offensive coordinator, but they let Matt Nagy call plays, but he was right there calling plays. And then, what's the guy y'all had here, the offensive coordinator, a couple years ago, 2 years ago, from Kansas City?
Eric Bieniemy, yeah.
Oh, Eric Bieniemy was calling plays in Kansas City, but Andy Reid was over top
right.
of him.
So what you're saying is they should have kept Joe Witt as the defensive play caller, but Dan Quinn should have gotten more involved as a former defensive coordinator with lots of, which I certainly do not mind. And I think they probably did some of that. It's just they did not do enough of it. But the real issue for me, and why I'm having a difficult time right now through two games kind of determining what Dan Quinn is as a play caller, as a defensive coordinator, as this, as that, is we haven't seen this defense, which still stinks largely, which still can't create turnovers, largely, which still can't create a pass rush, largely. We haven't seen them against a really good high-octane offense. We haven't seen them against
Detroit.
How
about after December 25th, you can tell if Dan Quinn is the right fit because he will have to face Dallas and the Eagles one more time.
Yes.
So after Christmas, we'll know.
Correct.
He'll be like, hey. But, hey, one last thing. I think, about Jaden, I think Jaden played well. Like, I think Jaden is a phenomenal quarterback. And, like I said, I wish we would have drafted him if he was available and switched Michael Pennant. But I think that a lot of people forgetting about Dr. Savage is, Jaden carried that team last year. He didn't have enough talent. I hope that the Commanders – another thing is your line is intact. Like, last week you had your whole line. Cosme was back. Your whole line was intact. Your line did good against Denver. I think the play calling changed from – of course, you got two different quarterbacks, but you did a lot of three tight end sets. I wish you could have did that with Jaden. Yes, Mark is getting the ball out fast, but he had all your weapons there. Jaden didn't have the ability besides week one.
I'm with you. They can do a lot more of that, and I would expect them to do more of that when Jaden does come back, but they can do a lot more of that. It's Cliff Kingsbury sometimes. You know, listen, as smart as he is, as good as he is, and he is all of that in a bag of chips, sometimes you get in your own way. You say, well, no, this guy doesn't need that. This guy doesn't need that. Instead of doing what common sense makes, helps you with, and using a sensible plan and then adjusting from there. And that's the point. Appreciate the phone call as always, Chris. Good luck to your Falcons. I'm glad you weighed in, actually. Kind of good timing that we brought up Jeff Ulbrich and Raheem Morris, because again, I do think Raheem is going to get fired. And maybe Ulbrich gets I don't know. Maybe he gets the head coaching job there. I don't know. I don't think so, but maybe he does. We'll see. But those are two guys I would circle to add to the staff, and one could be the defensive coordinator and the play caller. That's how I would like things to go. All right, more of your calls coming up in just a sec, but first a quick trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders getting ready for the Minnesota Vikings, who apparently will have J.J. McCarthy back under center after missing the disastrous loss for the Vikings in Seattle. He has been cleared of concussion protocol. Meanwhile, Adam Thielen asked for and was granted his release. He wants to join a contender before retiring at the end of the year. The Commanders, again, hope to get Jaden Daniels back, although Dan Quinn was certainly noncommittal about that yesterday here on the Team 980. Commanders Vikings on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, week 14 in the NFL. Meanwhile, tonight, the Capitals back in action, but late night, 10:30 at Crypto.com Arena against Darcy Kuemper and the Los Angeles Kings after beating the New York Islanders in runaway fashion on Sunday afternoon, the day off yesterday. They'll play back-to-back, first at L.A., then at San Jose on Wednesday night, then finish up the road trip back in the Southern California area against Anaheim on Friday night. And from college hoops, the Kansas Jayhawks are expected to be without one of their stars in terms of Darren Peterson, their freshman sensation, on Tuesday night, tonight, against UConn in a big matchup and a big showdown. He has missed the last six games, still with an injury, and has been ruled out by head coach Bill Self. From the NBA, the Wizards try and win another after shocking the Bucks last night at Capital One Arena, tonight in Philadelphia, with the tip coming just after 7 o'clock. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Mac, I like the choice of music today. I mean, you're never going to go wrong when you play a little Jackson 5. Even the instrumental version, I love it. I love it. A little Motown flair.
It is a bop. I mean, undeniable bop.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. So is Paramount Plus. Sports Talk on the T980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't... Oh, wait a second. I was supposed to do a different read, wasn't I? I'm sorry. I screwed up. Oh, my gosh. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game each and every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus and all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. What he was supposed to do, because he's a little bit of a space cadet, what he was supposed to do was read this. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by IHOP and the IHOP Value Menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Well, go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP Value Menu, available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. So, AMAC, did I finally do what I was supposed to do there?
I mean, I think all of our partners would be happy with that read. You know,
yeah.
It's like you can get IHOP while streaming the NFL. You know, not to tie in anybody else want to throw any brand deals our way. You can get it on Uber Eats.
I like
it. Get IHOP on Uber Eats and get it back to your crib, apartment, whatever your living situation may be. And then you can stream on Paramount Plus. I think it's a beautiful combination.
Now, if you're at church on a Sunday morning, should you get IHOP delivered by Uber Eats and watch Paramount Plus while church is going on or no?
I would say talk to your local pastor or priest, whoever's in charge of your congregation. Yeah, as long as it's cool with them, I'm sure Uber Eats can pull up to the church, drop off some pancakes.
Okay.
And, you can watch on your phone while eating IHOP.
What if you're at the gym? Because you're a big workout guy. I like to work out. It's just I have not been able to, like, literally breathe, for the last week plus here. So I don't want to, like, cough and sneeze all over everybody. If you're at the gym on a Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, whatever, should you have the Paramount Plus app? Yes, but should you get IHOP delivered at the gym while you're on a cardio machine?
Now, see, me personally, that's kind of funky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sweat too close to food I don't think it's an ideal combination, but here's what you can do. Work out while streaming on Paramount Plus. On the way home, time it out right, Uber Eats that IHOP, or place an order at IHOP. Swing by IHOP or Uber Eats it to the crib. By the time you get there, it should still be nice and warm. Go ahead and throw down.
Because this way you don't get your Montez Sweat all over the IHOP.
Ooh, okay. I see what you did there. Once a commander.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now with the first place Chicago Bears.
How about Ben Johnson? How about Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson alert.
Give him his credit, Rooster.
Ben Johnson alert.
You did some hating now. Give him some credit.
I'm not a hater.
Go ahead.
I'm not a hater.
Say something nice about Ben Johnson right now.
I actually like Ben Johnson. I've never had a problem with Ben Johnson. I've had a problem with the Ben Johnson legion of groupies that just thought he was the only choice for the head coaching position here.
Now put that aside. how great of a job has he done with the Chicago Bears?
He's done a great job. Now, Caleb Williams is still an up-and-down mess.
You cannot give Ben Johnson credit. Like, you're trying to go back
job.
To...
His team's in first place in the NFC.
How? Tell me how. What has he done? What has he transformed? How does he help Caleb Williams?
Well, now he's helped him get rid of the football a little bit quicker. He's helped him advance. And he'll get better accuracy and consistency-wise. It's just going to take a long time. All right, let's get back to the calls and get to my guy Sean in Connecticut on line five. We'll get Sean in here and see what he thinks about the Dan Quinn situation. What's up, Sean? How are you, pal?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Sean. Thanks.
Good. Yeah, I hope everything is well with the family and everybody.
Thank you, sir. Just trying to get through this cold and cough and all that crap while, still doing what we do.
Yes, of course. The grind never stops. But yeah, I didn't hear what Dr. Sabah says, and it's probably better that way. So I'm whatever. I just wanted to quickly touch on what I want to say here. DQ, I don't think he should be the DC. I think he's the head coach for a reason. I actually would like to see them hire Al Harris, the Bears. He's like what? I think he's the defensive pass coordinator, something like that. I just looked him up. He's really done a great job there. And that's, I wanted them to hire him when DQ came over, for the DC job. So I would love that. And then quickly in the game this past weekend, I thought it was a good ethical tank. I was rooting for them to lose the entire time, but it was nice to see them put up a fight for once. I think Marcus Mariota shows that he can contribute. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if he's under contract for 2 years, but I wouldn't be surprised if he became a bridge quarterback for a team next year. I am happy to see Tavita Pritchard get a shot. I think Andrew Luck running that Stanford is doing a great job. So congrats to Tavita Pritchard. I'm also, because I only saw this because of the Hard Knocks premiere video that I think it's premiering tonight. So that was cool to see. And just overall, one more thing. Johnny Newton, where are you? I think he's had 2 sacks this year. I said it was a terrible pick when he was drafted, and it, so far it looks like I'm right. Ben Sinnott, where are you? I get Zach Ertz. Can I say this? Zach Ertz looked great. Like, one of the first catches he had during the game, I was like, that's not Zach Ertz. Like, and it was. He might have drank something from the fountain of youth the other night. He looked great. But overall, I just keep losing. These next 2 weeks will be huge for the draft pick. Keep JD out. I don't care. I know Linnell has a problem with people saying that, but I don't care. We need to lose. We need to get a draft pick, and we just need to get out of the season with our main asset not being any more banged up than he was. And shout out to offensive line for playing great. It was finally good to see that. Love seeing at least one group of the trench guys doing their job, because the D-line sucks as always. And lastly, I know I say this all the time, but I mean it this time. Daron Payne, please, just trade him for a bag of Lay's potato chips. I'm so sick of this guy. So I understand it's all over the place, but thanks for letting me rant, Chris. Great rant as always. Shout out AMAC, and yeah, keep losing, boys. Appreciate it.
AMAC, I'm trying to get a hold of you on the video. I can't hear programming right now, so there's a button hit or something, so I can hear AMAC, but I can't hear Sean.
Oh, you didn't hear Sean?
Yeah, I can hear you. I've been trying to wave you down for
I had to zoom down. My bad.
I know. I heard your whole conversation, but I couldn't hear Sean. So I could hear Sean, like, I think in the background, but I have no idea what he said, honestly. So is Sean still there or no?
No, he just left.
Okay. All right. So sorry about that, Sean. I hope you were talking and holding down the fort. I think you were. I
can tell you a few things.
I couldn't hear the programming. I could hear you and your entire conversation with, I think it's Lap, right? Coming up. So I could hear your entire conversation. I could hear you talking to yourself, but I couldn't hear the actual show. So something got hit, that is not allowing me. And I don't know, how it will be once we go to another caller, but right now I cannot hear, I don't know if I can hear programming. So
yeah, Sean was just saying he hopes that the team keep losing, and he doesn't want Jaden to start the rest of the season.
Oh, gotcha.
He doesn't care.
Well, listen, they don't hope that the team will keep losing. They want to win. And this is the rub that we face, you know, all the time around this time of the year, is should a team not try to win? And it's not fair to tell the coaches and the players that. A, they're not guaranteed to be here next year. B, they get judged by wins and losses. Not fair. So nobody should expect them to quit, roll over, and play dead, which there is no indication of. There is no indication of. Now, you could look at it and say the Giants kind of played dead last night at times. You could say that. But even they fought a little bit. But there is no indication of that with the Commanders. All right, let's. You want me to try another call and see if this works? Hopefully it will. All right, let's get to where are we going here? Let's go to Paulie and get Paulie aboard here at quarter till the top of the hour. Let me see if I can hear Paulie.
Hail to the W.
Yeah, I got it. I've never been happier to. I've never been happier to hear from you, Paulie.
I've never been more disappointed that you couldn't hear me. I wanted to keep rambling on like Chris.
Well, I mean, how different would that be than any other call that you make?
You know what? I'm not going to sit here and insult Chris nor you at this time because I'm here to insult Sabah.
Well, that's good.
She put up the bat signal. You know what? I really think she makes these calls so I can respond to her. You know, I was about to say so she can get a rise out of me, but I didn't want G from the shop to fall out his truck. So she can't get a response out of me.
That would require a pause and then some.
Let me start with the Dan Quinn thing, though. I think y'all are missing the point of Dan Quinn taking over the play caller. It's not about the other team scoring 40 points against us. It was more, to me, my opinion, it was more of the point of the disorganization and the confusion that was happening week in and week out. And Joe Witt was not experienced enough to stop that bleeding without quality players. If you put Joe Witt over at Denver and let him be the D coordinator over there, they'll probably be doing the same thing, and we'll be talking about how good a job Joe Witt is doing as a defensive coordinator for the Broncos. But with this defense, and lack of players and, you know, really good players, I think he just got a little bit in over his head. And Dan Quinn, being a veteran guy, a veteran coordinator, knew how to stop that bleeding when Joe Witt didn't. So it's not about all of a sudden Dan Quinn going to take over and we're going to start pitching shutouts or the team is not going to score 40 points against us. I think it was more about the disorganization and the confusion that was going on.
Paulie, let me just say that's an excellent point, but I want to just ask a counter question to that.
Yes, sir.
I think it's more than fair, but why wouldn't Dan Quinn be able to help some of that bleeding, some of that miscommunication, some of those issues as the head coach and still very involved in the defense before?
You know why? You know what my opinion on that one is? I think that's because that's his guy. And he hired him to be the defensive coordinator. And if he goes in there and he debunks the things that he's trying to do or the things he's trying to teach, you know, then he's almost cutting Joe Witt off at the legs.
That's fair.
And the players are going to be like, well, who are we supposed to answer to? Joe Witt? Or, you know what I mean?
That's more than fair, but if Joe Witt and Dan Quinn have the relationship that we're led to believe that they have, and they've been together since that final year in Atlanta, right, and supposedly very close, and still working very close together, you would think there's a way for Dan Quinn to say, hey, Joe, try this. Hey, Joe, try that.
Listen, it's all about, and I think he did, but he can't do that on every play. Because then players are going to know, well, this is not Joe Witt. This is Dan Quinn. It's all about hierarchy, man. It's like this next hire, the only way Joe Witt stays on his staff next year is if they bring in a veteran guy that has the pedigree of a Jim Schwartz or, like you said, the guy there in Atlanta. Or you know, it has to be a more veteran defensive coordinator. If they try to hire within staff, or they bring in somebody that Joe Witt has worked with somewhere else, then Joe Witt is going to have to go. because you can't have Joe Witt on his staff and you promote the D-backs coach as a, or even if the guy wanted to bring Al Harris in. And
right.
The only reason we couldn't get Al Harris was because Jerry Jones wouldn't let him out of contract in Dallas last year. So, but if you bring Al Harris in there, you can't keep Joe Witt because Joe Witt was his boss in Dallas.
Yeah. You know, that's fair. So, and Al Harris is a name that you're going to hear a lot about, and certainly going to be in the mix. Here's the one thing that I would just say, you know, with some of the communication issues that you were just mentioning and that we all know of, I don't know if you can have a first-time play caller, a first-time defensive coordinator.
And you kind of already touched on it, man. It's basically due to injury. There's a lot going on the sideline. A lot. And you watch when he came down. I think he was just standing at one end of the end zone, the safest place he could probably be. And as far as him not having headset, listen, when he was on the sidelines early and he was hurt, he was tuned into what was going on. He was sitting with Marcus Mariota, and he was the first one all year, last year, and all offseason. He gave Mariota his praises and everything he learned from Mariota. So don't sit here and say he's not learning from Mariota, because he is.
I didn't say that. I said the only thing that I could hope for.
I'm talking about Sabah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And hold on. And also, Sabah, don't tell me about he's not wearing team gear. Until you and your guy up there in Annapolis, AA, until y'all start buying team gear, don't tell me about nobody else not wearing any team gear.
That's funny.
I was waiting to say that one, man.
That's
I love
funny.
You, Bob. I really do.
All right, Paulie. I appreciate you.
Man. I'm out, man.
I got to go. Appreciate it, Paulie. How about that? You know, I should have thought about that. If I was actually smart and creative, I should have said, well, wait a second. You want him to wear team gear, but that would mean he's a commander. Oh, gosh. That would just kill Dr. Sabah. That would just kill Athens. That would just kill John in Oklahoma on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right, we're not going to have time to get to another call here before the top of the hour, but we'll get to you more right after the top, 3 o'clock, final hour. I'm just seeing the trailer released. The first episode of Hard Knocks is tonight, so I haven't missed the first episode, 9 o'clock. On HBO and Stream on Max or whatever, and they show Tavita Pritchard being announced to the team as the new Stanford head coach and the team going crazy and wild. So that's a cool story. So you get to see that tonight, but the trailer and the clip is already up, released by the NFL and NFL media. So if you want to go check that out early, go right ahead. I also just posted a picture, not a great picture, of a warped microwaved serving dish that I'm eating some leftover rice from breakfast and lunch because I didn't have either or. And AMAC thinks I'm nuts. And I was like, it's not that big of a deal. It just bent a little bit. It warped a little bit. It got melted a little bit in the microwave. It didn't ruin the food. So I'm asking for you to tell me if I'm insane and begging for health issues, not that I don't already have them, but begging for more health issues, as AMAC expressed privately. He's worried about me, and he should be, and I appreciate that, by eating some leftover rice out of a warped, bent, melted microwave serving container. And I said, it's not that big of a deal. And he said, no, man, you can't do that. That's not cool. That's not right. There's like plastics and carcinogens and all that stuff. So go check out the picture, see what you can tell, and tell me if I'm insane or if that's something you would have done as well. As we head towards 3 o'clock in the final hour, when we return, is Dan Quinn and the Commanders' success, I guess, on defense in the last two games because of the opponent or because of something or everything that Dan Quinn has done differently? That's next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.